A vote of no confidence in the Cayman Islands is underway. Could Kurt Tibbetts be out by tomorrow? Jamaican police seize thousands of rounds of ammunition, their biggest find on record. And Greenpeace calls on the WTO to cancel talks on trade unless the US ratifies Kyoto. I'm Carol Orr and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In the Cayman Islands, a motion of no confidence in the leader of government business, Kurt Tibbetts, is now being debated in the island's Legislative Assembly, which could leave him out of a job by tomorrow. Tourism Minister Makeiva Bush, who is leading the vote, has sounded confident that the motion will carry. 10 of the 15 legislators in the country have accused Kurt Tibbetts of not doing enough to counter the Cayman's sluggish economy and failing to consult on and communicate with ministers. But when I spoke to Joel Francis, talk show host at Radio Cayman, he was dismissive of Mr. Bush's criticisms.
We've had more transparency, certainly in the last year, than we've had in my history here at Radio Cayman, and I don't think transparency is the issue.
What do you think is the issue?
It's a difficult question to answer. The backbench supporters have said that they thought that they were not being well informed by the government. Mr. Bush also said that there has been no appreciable evidence of necessary political leadership, especially in this period now of economic slowdown that we're experiencing in the Cayman Islands.